is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed, he has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. Floods have lifted up, O Lord. Floods have lifted up their voices. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Phyllis. Shall we say a quick word of prayer? Heavenly Father, I pray this day that you will use me as a vessel to bless your church this morning. That everything that we will hear from you today will be a blessing for us and also to those around us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Been singing. Let me sip a little water. We've heard a lot today, and that could easily count for an address or a sermon today. And I want to thank all of you who have shared in various ways, including those who have testimonies but didn't feel it was the right time to share with us. God cares about the little things around us, and we don't have to forget about that. I have two questions. Will you agree with me that we are living in a dangerous times in our world today? Because we've been talking about it. So if you believe with me, can I have a raise of your hands? So it's unanimous. Now my second question is, how many believe that there is hope for us as Christians? Seems like there is an overwhelming yes there. So we live in a world that is often marked with chaos and uncertainty and the shifting sands of human power, so things continuously change. And so it is very, very easy for us to lose sight as to who actually is in control of our lives. But the Bible reminds us again and again that we serve a sovereign God. He reigns with absolute authority over all creation. So my sermon has changed over the weeks, but I think I've been led to this sermon title today, which says, "The Lord Reigns, Celebrating God's Authority in Our Lives." So our Lord reigns. So the reality is that as Christians, we sing songs about the Lord reigns. And sometimes you can see people put bumper stickers on their car, which says, "The Lord reigns." And we do have prayers or have conversations, and we do say words of prayers and conversations using "The Lord reigns." But yet still, far too many of us perhaps are unaware of the real implication of this truth when we say "The Lord reigns" in our lives. We've gathered here today, we've shared some testimonies. I want us to turn our attention to Psalm 93, verses 1 to 5, as we've just read. This psalm is a majestic declaration of God's eternal sovereignty. So it paints a picture of a God who is beyond comparison. And we can attest to this fact from the songs that we've sung today. And one of my favorite ones that we sang, "Who can know the mind of our Creator? Who can speak of the wonders yet unseen?" So all these songs expresses beautifully the awe-inspiring God that we worship. As we explore Psalm 93, verse 1 to 5, we will discover how this relates to our personal testimonies and the collective story of God's people. So as Christians, testimony is the heartbeat of our faith. They are the bridges that connect our hearts to God and our experiences of His promises for us. So it is always important to value our testimony. Although testimony is not the only way that we can witness to people, we always have to value and realize that our testimonies can make an impact, because it can bring others to Christ when we share them. But we also have to recognize that our testimonies will have to go through continuous changes. So when we consider the transformation of Saul to Paul, a testimony that still inspires a lot of believers today. Likewise, in our own lives, we all have stories of how God has moved in powerful ways. These stories, whether big, small, are testimonies that can encourage. It can uplift us. It can bring us closer together to God in a community of faith. Psalm 93, verse 1 to 5, we are encouraged to reflect on our own journey with God and the testimony that has shaped us. And we need to open our hearts to hear how God has been working within us or amongst us, and be inspired to share our own stories of God's faithfulness in our lives. So going back to Psalm 95, the psalm presents God as an invincible king. His throne is eternal. His power is absolute. His word is infallible. The imagery of the flood is even more striking, because this presents the chaotic forces of the world, the challenges and the storm that we face. Even when the world around us is going through turmoil, yet we can say that God is above them all and His reign is undisturbed. So our God is not just powerful, is He? He is actually clothed in power. The picture of God is essential for understanding some of the testimonies that we have heard today, or we have shared. So we shouldn't see our stories as just individual tales, but they have to be stories overcoming obstacles, but also coming from a sovereign God who is working through us. So in verse 1, we see the majesty of the king. Verse 2 continues, "Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting." So here the psalmist emphasizes the stability of God's kingdom. The world in its chaos and turmoil is still established upon God's throne. And this is a comforting truth, especially when life storms rage. As Christians, we undergo some sort of persecution for the gospel. We endure physical ailments that sometimes can leave us very miserable. We face daily upheavals. We experience trouble in our relationship. Unless some of you can say to me that they've never experienced trouble in their relationship. We go through setbacks in life. We face obstacles in our lives that sometimes seem very insurmountable. We get bad news. But we are all comforted by the fact that our Lord reigns. His throne has existed from time from the beginning of time. Why did Joseph persevere in prison, knowing that he hadn't done anything wrong? Why did Daniel continue to pray, knowing that it might cost him his life? Why did the three Hebrews refuse to bow to the idols when they were faced in the fiery furnace? How could Paul and Silas rejoice after being beaten and imprisoned in Philippi? How is it that the gospel continues to spread in the face of fierce opposition? I'm sure you agree with me that there is only one answer: because our God reigns. Verses 3 and 4 paints a dramatic picture of God's power over the forces of nature. So the floods, which represent chaos and destruction, are lifted up against God. Yet our God remains supreme, his voice louder than the roaring waters. This imagery is a powerful reminder of God's ability to calm the storms of our lives. And there are some biblical examples where we see these divine intervention in the face of adversity. So we can talk about the calming of the storm, where God rebuked the wind, the parting of the Red Sea, demonstrating God's power over obstacles. Daniel in the lion's den, again, God's power. Our testimonies are often stories of deliverance because they come from life's overwhelming challenges. And when we share our testimonies, we are proclaiming that the God who calmed the stormy sea can also calm the storms in our lives. Verse 5 concludes the psalm with a profound statement. Your statutes or your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forever. The testimonies here are not merely human accounts, but they are the very words of God. And they are the promises and the revelation upon which our faith is built. So our testimonies are living examples of God's faithfulness. They are tangible evidence that his promises are true. As we share those stories, we are not just recounting our personal experiences, but we are reaffirming the reliability of God's word. With over 500 billion sold and distributed, the Bible still takes top spot in the most read book in the world. How amazing is that? Within those stories that we share, there's a deeper reality. God's throne still remains unshaken. So we are not just narrating, merely just not narrating survivalness, but we are declaring that God is steadfast. So during the storms of our life, we always have a God who is beside us. When it comes to church, like we've demonstrated today, testimonies, like we've demonstrated today, the church culture and the environment also encourages and provides opportunities for us to share our testimonies. Now, I came across a study conducted by Lifeway Research. Lifeway Research is the world's largest providers of Christian resources or literature. Now, in this particular research, they found 80% of those who attend church one or more times a month believe that they have a personal responsibility to share their faith. 3/4 of churchgoers say they feel comfortable in their ability to effectively communicate the gospel, while 12% said they don't feel comfortable telling others about their faith from this research. The survey also asked how many times they have invited an unchurched person to attend a church service or any other program at their church. Nearly 50% of church attendees responded zero. So this part of the study concluded that if Christians feel comfortable sharing their faith and recognize that it is their responsibility as disciples, why do so few share the gospel, including our testimonies. Psalm 93 has provided us with a foundational understanding of God's character and his reign, which can deeply inform and inspire our testimonies in several ways. How does this relate then to our testimonies? There's a lot going on in our world today. We can attest to that. And it feels like we don't pay attention to some of the things that God does for us. We don't pay attention to God reaching out to us, even through other people. But God uses various ways to show that he loves us and he provides for us and that he also cares for us. So our testimonies are, in essence, the stories of God's reign in our lives. They are narratives of how God has intervened in the chaos of our world. When we share them, we are proclaiming that our God is alive, and this same very God is working in us. Why are we reluctant to share testimonies to others? So while we may be reluctant about sharing our testimonies, we ought to be bold to share them when the Holy Spirit calls on us, when the Holy Spirit touches us to do so. We have seen people doubt or debate the Bible or even the existence of God, but no one has ever denied a personal story with God. So our testimony is one of the most effective tools that we can find in our toolbox. The dictionary defines testimony as giving a first-hand authentication of a fact, especially during court, the idea of an open acknowledgement. And fact is fact, and you can't actually deny anything factual. Beloved, we do not have to wait until we have big testimonies. We can share the little things that God has done for us, and we will see him doing even greater things in our lives. We can share our testimonies among friends, among families, even in our church. We can write about it. We can speak about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a big platform. As a church, we are currently looking at the Gospel of Mark. And we know that Mark himself wasn't an eyewitness to Jesus' life. However, the gospel is believed to be based largely on the testimony of those who were. And the book is filled with accounts that can be considered testimonies to Jesus' power and divinity. So here are some examples. We've got eyewitness accounts and testimonies, miracles, the numerous miracles, healing, and that has been recorded in Mark, the healing of the leper, the paralytic, the raising of Jairus' daughter, can be seen as testimonies of Jesus' power and authority. The demon possession, the accounts of Jesus casting out demons, first-hand evidence of this divine power over evil. Nature miracles, the calming of the storm, the feeding of the 5,000, they are all powerful demonstrations that our God lives. There are three things I want us to explore about the aspect of God through our personal testimony. One is God's sovereignty, two, God's strength, and three, God's word. So our testimonies often will reveal moments when we've experienced God's sovereign hand on our lives. So perhaps you have faced a situation that seemed impossible, yet you find God providing a way out for you. And this is a testament of his ultimate authority, God's sovereignty. Number two, God's strength. Our testimonies are filled with stories of God's strength, which sustains us during trials. So when we felt weak, he provided the strength that we needed. And this echoes in the Psalm's description as being clothed with strength. And then God's word, our testimonies often highlights how God's word has been a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I read this Alive series from the International Bible Society, and there was a testimony from a woman there that I wanted to share. This woman suffered a lot of trauma during her childhood. Her father was murdered. Her sister died of cancer. She felt distraught, and after her sister passed, she questioned if God really existed. But she never stopped reading her Bible. She started asking questions. Where do I find hope? And where do I find life? But in the Bible, she found the word of hope that she so desperately needed. She stated, "The word of God put my feet back on solid ground." She was also diagnosed with cancer, and she faced significant challenges in her life. But during this difficult period, she said, God always had her full attention. And she emerged from that time even more sharpened and even more strengthened. She had this full assurance that when her eyes closed for the final time on this earth, she will be present with the Lord. And despite all her suffering, the pain, and the challenges that she faced, this woman found hope. And she said she will live with this hope and look forward to this great hope. What a testimony. What is our testimony today? You know, what are we struggling with today? Is there any hope for us? We answered that before. Yes, there is. Our world is changing. You know, we live in a world that often promises ease and discomfort. Yet our Christian life is really a smooth journey, isn't it? We face challenges all the time. We face these heartbreaks. But let's go to what Paul says. Paul reminds us that these trials are not meant to consume us, but they are meant to actually refine us. They are opportunities for us to grow and deepen our faith in the Lord, and also to experience God's all-sufficiency. When we share our testimonies about what God has done in our lives, we are like a lighthouse which illuminates the path for others. You know, we're showing them that even in the midst of our life storms, there is hope, there is safety, and there is a God who loves us. So imagine the potter shaping clay. The clay is molded, you know, the clay is pressed and even broken into pieces. But in the end, what happens? There emerges this beautiful piece of art. So our trials are like the potter's hands, which is shaping us into the image of Christ. As we share, or as we've shared some of our testimonies today, I want us to remember that we are not simply telling stories. We are proclaiming the reign of God. And our testimonies should be marked by three things: confidence, worship, and encouragement. Just as the psalmist was confident in God's sovereignty, we should be confident in his works in our lives. Our testimonies should have a response of worship to a God who is always worthy of our praise. And our testimonies should inspire and also strengthen others, reminding us that God is always in control over our lives. When we are fruitful as Christians, we will bear fruits. And our fruits should be our testimonies. Psalm 93 has provided a backdrop for the testimonies we have heard. And it has also reminded us of stories that are not just isolated incidents, but actually part of a grand narrative of God's sovereignty and faithfulness. So as we bring our service to a close, I want us to remember that every triumph or every deliverance or even every answered prayer is a declaration of a King who reigns supreme in our lives. And may our testimonies reflect this majestic God.